this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, this is Steve from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty all right. It's almost Friday. Can't complain.
Yeah, good. Good.
Good.
Hey, I just I tried to figure out where you got my name and why you were contacting me. I was just wondering if maybe I've been someone hacked me or something.
Oh, no, not at all. I actually got your guys' information off of the DNB credit profile. It's a public profile that all the companies use. It's based off of your prior lending history that you had. You just have good lending history. I mean, it's nothing bad or anything like that. So that's pretty much where I got the information from.
Okay.
We actually do some research. We don't just randomly call people. We actually research your guys' company, and we saw that you guys had some good lending history. And so we just extend our hand out and see if you guys have any kind of needs coming up. You know, you guys were pre-approved for equipment or some capital. We sent out an offer to your company, and pretty much I know they just go right into the trash. So that's why I was following up with you guys.
Who did you send that to? Do you know? Who did you address it to, anyone specifically? Or
Just to EcoPen. I don't know if there's a address. I tried pulling up your information right now. I just couldn't find it. So
okay. All right.
But yeah.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound like what I was thinking it might have been. So, I appreciate it. We don't have any need for capital right now. We have, you know, we are owned by a financial investment firm, and
right,
so they've been able to provide anything we need so far to date.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm glad you guys have a good system set up. That's cool. Business been pretty good for you guys?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah,
right on.
Can't complain for sure.
Cool. I was actually looking at your guys' website yesterday. I remember it was pretty interesting. I was just looking at the those pins that you guys use for washbacks or something, like, right?
Yeah.
Washouts. Yeah. That's what it was for.
Yeah.
That's cool. How do those work? I'm just curious.
They basically we set them out on job sites, and then the customers, when they the job contractors, when they pour concrete, they have to wash the ready-mix chutes, and they have to wash out pumps and stuff like that to get rid of the concrete, and they wash them into our bins. And then we pick them up. We put a lid on them, pick them up, and take them, get them recycled. So it's a service we provide.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. How did you get into that?
One of our sister companies runs concrete pumps and has for many years, and back in the 90s, saw a need for a pan to fit under there so that they could wash out into it, because you're not supposed to do it on the ground. And so they came up with the whole concept, and we just have been building the business since then.
That's amazing. That's
pretty
cool. You guys saw
good environmental company.
Absolutely. Do you guys take them? Where do you guys take them after that?
We take them to the local recycling yards, wherever they're located. There's a bunch of them all over the place.
Oh, wow. Do they actually, like, refine that stuff and then make it back into concrete again?
It up, and they crush it up, and then they reuse it for things like road base when they're building roads.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. How long have you guys been in business for?
Since 92.
Okay, right on. Is it family-owned?
No, we're owned by a financial group out of L.A.
Oh, out of L.A., okay. Yeah, I'm actually down in San Diego, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right on. Do you guys do business across all of America, or is it just?
We're working our way across right now. We've got 12 locations, and we're working our way east. Furthest east we are is Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a busier state than most? What's the busiest state?
Right now, Denver.
Denver? Oh, right on. I'm actually from Colorado.
Denver.
Why Denver?
It's really busy. It's just there's so much growth going on there. There's residential growth and commercial growth going on. So I guess, there's just so much construction that there's more of a need for it over there. And they're strict
really?
About not letting people dump concrete on the ground or wash it on the ground.
I guess that's what they call it, colorful Colorado, right?
Yep.
Right on. Do you guys have any competition? Just out of curiosity, is there other businesses?
Yeah, a couple here. There's a couple here and there, but nothing really significant.
Ah, right on. Okay. Well, that's good, man. Well, hey, man, I know you're probably busy. I'm not really trying to take much time, but it was good talking to you. I do appreciate the call back. I guess you have my email. So, I mean, you know, if anything ever does come up, you know, where you guys might need to bring on a little something, feel free to reach out to me.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.